Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Amina. This is Sabine calling from Blue Drop Creations. I just put the earrings and necklaces that you ordered from me in the mail. Because you've been a customer for over 10 years, I've also included a special gift in the package for you. It's a case for your jewelry. This is a new product that I'm starting to offer, so please call me back after you receive it. I'd really like to hear your thoughts on it.
Number 71. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 72. Why did the speaker include a special gift? Number 73. Why is the listener asked to return a phone call? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following telephone message.
Good morning. This is Brandon from Dakota Framing Company, returning your call. We received your voicemail about wanting to frame a wedding picture. There is no need to print the photo yourself. We prefer that you email us a digital copy. So, to answer your question, you can complete the whole order online. Just visit our website, where you'll fill in your choices for photo size and the frame, and upload your photo. And for a small extra cost, we'll guarantee to replace your frame in case of damage. Please be sure to check that box when you order.
Number 74. What does the listener want to do? Number 75. What does the speaker expect the listener to do on a website? Number 76. What is included for an extra fee? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following talk.
Welcome all to this week's training in our series of patient care programs. Our physical therapy center is known for the excellent care we provide to our patients, and that's because of you, our staff. The training today will be about ways to engage the patients who reside in our facility through playing games. I've prepared different types of activities for us to try out, including some games that involve mental stimulation as well as physical exercises. But I have to let you know that today I must leave at noon. Next week we'll try out more of the games.
Number 77. Who are the listeners? Number 78. What has the speaker prepared? Number 79. What does the speaker imply when he says,
I must leave at noon?
Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following advertisement.
Are you a certified commercial truck driver? Hoffman Oversized Haulers is currently looking for experienced truck drivers to join our team. As our name suggests, we transport oversized cargo throughout the region. With Hoffman, drivers enjoy flexible scheduling. In fact, we're the only company in the region that allows employees to determine their own work hours. If you don't have experience working with oversized loads, training is available. Please check out our website to learn more about our open positions. We can't wait to work with you.
Number 80. What is the purpose of the advertisement? Number 81. How is the speaker's company different from its competitors? Number 82. What does the speaker encourage the listeners to do? Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Jinyu. I have some exciting news. The Farmer's Table television program wants to feature our restaurant in an upcoming episode. They'll be coming on Wednesday to film everyone at work in the kitchen during our dinner service. Since you're the executive chef, I'll need you to come in earlier than usual to get everything prepped and set up. And just as a reminder, I'm still planning to be out of town next week for the Springdale Pastry and Dessert Festival. Thanks.
Number 83. What is the message mainly about? Number 84. What does the speaker ask the listener to do on Wednesday? Number 85. Where will the speaker go next week? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following broadcast.
Good evening, and thank you for watching Channel 4 News. I'm here in Rockville, a suburb in the metropolitan area. Rockville was recently chosen as the site of a multi-million-dollar electric vehicle battery factory. This project promises to bring thousands of jobs, both directly and indirectly, to the surrounding community. At a recent well-attended public comment meeting, residents had a chance to voice any opposition to the project. No one made any comments. To learn more about this exciting development, artist-rendered images of the project are on display at the City Hall building.
Number 86. What is the speaker mainly discussing? Number 87. What does the speaker imply when he says,
"No one made any comments"?
Number 88. What can the public view at the City Hall building? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following advertisement.
Tired of losing things on your desk because it's too cluttered? If so, the Optimum Space Organizer is the perfect product for you. Designed with office employees like you in mind, this product can make even the messiest of desks look neat again. Best of all, the organizer adjusts to any size space you may have on your desk. It can be as narrow or as wide as you need it to be, within seconds. If you call in the next 10 minutes, you'll receive a 30% discount.
Number 89. What type of product is being advertised? Number 90. What special feature does the speaker emphasize? Number 91. How can the listeners receive a discount? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following podcast.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fabulous Foods. Every week we discuss a different vegetable and ways to cook with it to maximize flavor. Now, before we get started, I'm excited to announce that I've been collaborating with Cartwell Kitchen Supplies to develop a new line of cookware. It'll be released in November, but it's available for pre-order right now. Keep in mind, this product line will not be available for long. Okay, let's move on to our program. With us today is renowned chef Rebecca Murray to talk about this week's vegetable, eggplant. Rebecca recently launched a vegetarian restaurant in New York that is getting rave reviews so far.
Number 92. According to the speaker, what is the purpose of the podcast? Number 93. Why does the speaker say,
"This product line will not be available for long"?
Number 94. According to the speaker, what did Rebecca Murray recently do? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement and timetable.
Attention passengers. Renovation work to upgrade and modernize our train station is underway. We apologize for the inconvenience the construction noise may cause. Please note that regional train schedules are not affected. Train 133 with service to Washington, D.C. will be arriving shortly. All passengers to Washington, please proceed to track 26B. If you need assistance handling your baggage, please speak to a ticket agent immediately. Train 133's next stop will be Wilmington, followed by Baltimore, and then Washington, D.C.
Number 95. Why does the speaker apologize? Number 96. According to the speaker, why may some listeners need to see an agent? Number 97. Look at the graphic. When is train 133 scheduled to arrive at its next stop? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following speech and airport map.
Hello, everyone. I'm Carmen Salazar, the Airport Operations Director, and I wanted to thank you for attending this press conference. As of this week, construction on the new regional airport is proceeding on schedule for two of the three terminals. Minor design adjustments to Terminal A have put the project slightly behind schedule, and we anticipate about 2 months will be added to the construction time frame as a result. I'd also like to mention that we now have a 3D printed model of this project. Please feel free to visit our website so you can view it.
Number 98. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 99. Look at the graphic. Which of the following companies will be affected by a delay? Number 100. What does the speaker invite the listeners to do?